Why do we always tell scary stories at night? I mean, if they're scary, they should be just as scary during the day, right?
No way. Things are always scarier at night.
Yeah, but why?
Because you can't see things at night.
Yeah, like some ghoul could sneak up on you in the dark and you wouldn't know until it was too late.
Yeah.
So who's going tonight?
I am.
Man,
what's the matter? You always tell the same kind of story. It's kind of gross, but everyone always lives happily ever after. Boring.
So what's your problem? You're kind of gross and boring, too.
Yeah.
Things are scarier at night, especially in my story. You can be scared during the day, but don't bother, because the real terror never begins until night falls. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, except for Eric. I call this story Tale of the Nightly Neighbors.
TV all day, and you're gonna turn into Dad.
Great. If that happens, we'll send you to your room. Forever.
You're a zero. You'll always be a zero. You won't catch me sitting around like some toad. There's a ton going on in the world, Day-Day, and I'm not gonna miss any of it. Hey, new neighbors moving in.
At night? What's with the black clothes?
I think they look cool. Maybe they're artists, foreign diplomats.
Or maybe they got dressed in the dark. I don't know, they look stupid.
Whoever they are, they don't fit this boring neighborhood.
Whoa!
Tell me that wasn't creepy. I think I'm going to avoid our new neighbors.
I need a new back.
It's in the box.
Whatever it is, they got two of them. You know these people?
Nah, they just moved in Friday night. We're coming over to say hi.
What's their name?
Braun, Mr. and Mrs. Look at this.
Ravno Ukraine. They're from the Ukraine.
That near Disney World?
No, Dip. It's near Russia.
I knew that.
Must have wanted these refrigerators pretty bad if they ordered them when they were still in Russia.
That's what they are? Refrigerators?
Mm-hmm.
You're just gonna leave them?
Yep. That's what the order says. Nobody home? Leave them in the driveway. See ya.
Come on.
That's weird.
What?
Their car's here. They gotta be home. Why didn't they answer the door?
What if they're KGB agents who had to bolt when the Soviet Union crumbled? Or gypsies searching for a new home? Oh, get real.
Hi, Mom.
I'm late. Don't forget to tell your father about... Oh! I'm sorry. I'm late. Bye.
Sorry, Mr. Mitchell.
Mom's in a rush. She's a little crazy.
It's okay. I know the feeling.
You okay?
Yeah. I just got a touch of something. I'm as weak as a kitten. Well, mail must go through.
Have you met the new neighbors yet?
Oh, yeah. They stopped by my house the other night just to get acquainted. That's the night I'll never forget.
Why? Were they strange or something?
No, it's the night I started getting sick. I hope I can shake it off.
Emma started paying close attention to the bronze. She watched them every chance she got. And the more she watched, the more she realized the new neighbors were just a little bit strange. They didn't talk to anyone, and no one ever saw them during the day, only at night. Even their kid Lex was never seen during the day.
Hello.
Can I come in and play?
It's kind of late.
Maybe some other time.
Lex never started school. No one had even heard of him. And the strange disease that hit Mr. Mitchell was spreading through the neighborhood like crazy. People were losing their energy. It was like an epidemic going around, but no one knew what it was. And it started the same night the bronze moved in. Things seemed very strange indeed. Emma had a great imagination, but this was a little weird, even for her. Then one night, all the pieces of the puzzle came together.
I can't go to school, Mom. I'm sick.
Get up now!
What? What? Give me that.
I know what's wrong with the bronze.
Me too. They have a crazy neighbor. You.
Listen, why is it they're never out during the day? And where are they from? Here, Rovno, Ukraine. That's right in the middle of all those EL places. Romania, Bulgaria, Transylvania. And what about those people? They're all getting sick, weak and pale, and they'll have band-aids on their necks. There's only one explanation.
What?
Our neighbors are vampires.
Ugh, I'm dreaming.
No, you're not. They're vampires, all right. They gotta be.
There's no such thing as vampires.
Remember those big crates that guy delivered? I think I know what was in them.
Me too. Refrigerators.
No, I'll bet it was their coffins. And I'm gonna check tonight. I'm gonna wait till they leave, then get into their basement. If I find refrigerators, then I'm a jerk and you can bust on me all you want. But if I'm right and I find coffins, then our neighbors are vampires and we are in big time trouble.
She's going into a vampire's basement at night?
Adios, Emma.
But they might not be vampires.
Then why are all those people getting sick?
Yeah, like blood was being sucked from their necks. I love it.
What happened?
Emma didn't know for sure if they were vampires, so she had to investigate. And that night, she did.
Oh. What are you doing?
Vampires don't like garlic.
Neither do I.
Maybe I'm a vampire.
We're safe as long as you remember one thing. A vampire can't come into someone's home unless it's been invited. So never, ever invite the bronze inside. Got it?
Yeah, I'll try and remember that.
Good.
You're not really going into their basement, are you?
What if you get caught?
I won't. Don't worry, look. They leave the same time every night. Probably in search of their next victim.
Hello, we are your new neighbors.
Might we come in?
Sure, come on in. No, wait, my dad's not home and maybe she'll come back another time. Bye.
Who's there, Daddy?
Nobody. Wrong house.
Oh, hello. You're from next door. Well, come in.
I'm sorry, my husband isn't here. He works late.
Oh, we know what that's like, eh? We both work evenings. It's been hard on poor Lex.
He hasn't been well since we moved here.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What is it you do for work?
We've been studying your emergency healthcare services, paramedics, you call it.
We ride with ambulances to study different techniques we can bring back to our country.
It's absolutely fascinating work, although sometimes a bit, bloody.
It's our refrigerator.
Daddy's never gonna let me forget this.
Why would they lock a refrigerator?
If I can crack him at school, I can crack him here.
You've been most gracious, Mrs. Toll, but we only came to introduce ourselves and we must get Lex home.
Well, I'm so glad we finally met. Please, drop by any time.
No, I mean, don't leave yet. You just got here.
I'm afraid Lex needs to rest.
But we can play video games. It'll be great, right, Lex? Maybe not.
It's getting late, Day-Day.
Don't worry, Day-Day. Now that we've been invited, I promise you we'll be back.
Hmm.
hounds are coming home. Come on!
Wait, I gotta see something.
No coffins?
No. They've got these refrigerators locked. I wanna see why. Blood, they're vampires, all right. And you invited them in.
Did not. Mom did.
Doesn't matter. I think they found their next victims.
Who? Us? They were invited in, remember? We gotta tell somebody. Mom and Dad. Or the police.
They'll never believe us. We're the only ones who know, and we're the only ones who can stop them.
Yeah, how?
Tomorrow after school. Before it's dark, we gotta get them before they get us. Here, put this on.
What's in it?
Wooden spikes. We have to find the coffins and drive the wooden spikes through their hearts.
Uh-uh. This is too gross for me.
Here. Wear this, just in case.
Forget it. I'm not going.
Day-Day, if we don't stop them today, they may come for us tonight. I know where the coffins are. There.
I think I'm gonna puke.
Come on.
Oh, it's locked.
Don't worry, it's a cheap one. I can open it. Here, hold this.
Hold it still.
Oh, I'm scared, Em.
Me too, but get a grip. Hurry.
It's harder than I thought. I got it.
Thank you.
children. You must be Dede's sister, Emma.
I thought you worked at night.
We did, but the schedule changed, thank goodness.
What's that?
It's blood from the hospital. They have a surplus and we've been storing the extra units here for them.
Dede, Lex is still not feeling very well. We thought having a friend might help. Would it be all right if he came over to your house to play video games with you tonight?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, wonderful. Maybe we'll see you later, too, hmm? Nice to meet you, Emma.
Ciao.
They work in a hospital. That's why they have blood.
And how was I supposed to know that?
We better get them before they get us, Day-Day. Ooh, I'm so scared.
All right, I made a mistake.
I'm never gonna let you forget this.
Oh, give me a break.
You're a loser. You're a big loser.
They were in you, weren't they?
I'm afraid so.
No matter. Tonight's the night. Feel better soon, Master. You've been invited in by new victims.
You are wise in coming to this country. There is so much more fresh blood here.
And no one believes that a little boy can be a vampire.
With ghosts and ghouls, there are no rules. But a vampire's bite only comes at night. The end.
I declare this meeting of the Midnight Society closed. Until next time. Pleasant dreams, everyone.